Good day to you fine folk, it's Romeo Crowe here, it's episode 21 of my podcast, whoop, 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 whoop. And I'm coming to you from a fairly cold London town. Today's subject that I wanted to cover, something I've been thinking about is, you never know when the payoff is going to be. Okay, you never know when the payoff is going to be. So, with most things, with a lot of things. So you can choose to invest your time or resources into improving something, whether that's yourself or a situation, practicing something, persevering. This can go for relationships as well, bringing up your kids, for example. I have a couple of very young children, so that's very much on my mind at the moment. But it can go for anything. You know, you put something in and you don't know when that return is going to be very often. You never know when the payoff is going to be. So you have a choice. You either invest or you don't. And so if there's a skill or a hobby or a passion that you have that you want to get better at, you don't know whether that's going to turn into a career or whether that's going to pay you back. I hear a lot of musicians, it really irks me. I hear a lot of musicians say, I spent so much money on this recording process, like rehearsals or, you know, in the studio and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I need to recoup that back. It needs to come back to me. Now, I understand the principle of I've got bills to pay and I really need the money to pay. But at the same time, there's no automatic right because you've spent time and money and resource on something that it automatically needs to pay you back or should pay you back. So the reason we invest in relationships, in whatever, is should be because we love the investment process and we truly believe in it and we truly believe in the goal and we really enjoy it. And you know what? If it doesn't quote unquote pay us back, then okay, so be it. You know, we'd be disappointed, of course, but we're still going to invest. So that perseverance, that drive to continue to improve at something, to get better at something, is something that you should, you know, really try and keep hold of because it's so dear, especially if it's something you're really passionate about. So it's very easy to, you know, get a bit disheartened if things aren't going your way. Again, the analogy of the musician, spent all this money on an album and we're not selling any copies or no one's listening to it or, you know, I can't even give it away for free. No one's even given it the time of day. Obviously, that's really disappointing when you put time and effort into something. So you have a choice. You can stop putting time and effort into something and then it's, oh, I used to do this. I used to do that. But now I do whatever, fill in the blank that is probably not as exciting or interesting for you. Or you keep going. You persevere because you never know when the payoff is going to be. You don't know if that tipping point is just around the corner. You don't know if in years to come, people are going to look back on this particular period or piece of work or creation or whatever it is, relationship, and say, wow, you know, that really built the foundation that made today possible. Or people come back to you and literally in a financial sense, they might go, wow, I heard this, you know, I don't know, again, to go to the band, who knows if they do three or four albums, the fourth album has a few hits on it or, you know, really takes off. And now people are interested in the first three albums again. And now all of a sudden things that they left for dead, quote unquote, that didn't pay them back are now paying them back. There's actually a marketing model, let's say, for musicians, for modern, you know, independent musicians, which I really dig and it's something that I'm going to be doing. But part of that is if you've got sort of old albums, those might be old albums to you, but there might be new albums to your new fans. So if you've got, let's say, album four, to take that example, and you've got people who are buying album four, you may be able to upsell them, you know, or add as an add-on, you know, oh, you can get my album one, two, and three for just another $5 or something like that. So all of a sudden, these albums that might have just been sat there dead on your shelf, gathering dust for years and years, they might actually have value. So you never know when the payoff is going to be. So equally, you should do things with good grace, with a smile, with warmth in your heart. And, you know, if it gets somewhere, great. If it moves things forward, great. But you're investing for the long term. You need to persevere. Otherwise, you'll never get any payoff whatsoever in whatever capacity that payoff is. It might be emotional, it might be, you know, loving, stable relationship with your kids, you know, it might be financial, it might be whatever it is. So today's thought of the day is to keep going, even if something doesn't appear to be, you know, doing very much. If you enjoy it, if you love it, if you believe in it, keep going, persevere, because at the very least, you're going to get satisfaction from doing it. You're going to get experience. You're going to grow. Your skills will grow. Your ability to do that and other things that are related. Your self-discipline, which is a meta skill across all the, you know, across all the board, that's going to grow and strengthen. So all of these things are so super important if you want to move your life from where it currently is to where you want it to be, in whatever capacity that is and whatever that means to you. Obviously, everybody has their different idea of where they want their lives to be. So I urge you, if you're trying something or you're doing something and it's just not really working for you, if you believe in it, keep going, persevere. Now, at the same time, keeping going and getting absolutely no result whatsoever when you really need it to make a result, then, you know, that might challenge you. If it's, let's take the example of the musician again, where they need to make money to pay bills. If there's a practical need for something to work, because let's say you're doing that job and you're not doing another job that would otherwise bring in money, then of course you have to evaluate or reevaluate how you're going about it. But the creation or the work that you're doing shouldn't be the thing you stop. The thing that you should start should be a better marketing or sales or whatever it is, so that you can better bring that passion of yours or that interest of yours. And this is purely for anybody who's thinking about something in a, from a financial point of view, a creative thing. So you want to be an author or an artist or a musician or whatever, and you want to make money from it because that's what you want to do. Obviously, it might not work at the beginning, but you still need to persevere and then look at how you can wrap around that something, the framework or the model that's going to enable you to monetize that, rather than thinking, I better quit doing that because it's not working. You see the difference? One is, it's not working, I'll give up. And the other one is, well, I'm really enjoying this and I believe in it, so how can I make it appeal and work better on a, from a business point of view? And that's great, because that enables you to learn new skills and grow once again as a person, if you have to look into the ideas of sales and marketing and business and all that. So, ladies and gentlemen, as you can see from this above lecture, I really want you to not think about what's in it for you in the short term, on the medium term, or even the long term, but say, I never know when the payoff's going to come, if it's going to come, so I'm going to persevere with this, you know, because I really believe in it and I enjoy it. And that, I think, if we all do that in life with the things we're passionate about, the world will be a better place and we will certainly be better people for it. So thank you very much for listening to me. This is Romeo Crowe signing off. Toodle pip.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.